last week, Governor Rick Perry made quite a bit of news, actually, quite a bit of headlines out there when Governor Perry came out and said that he was absolutely in support of decriminalization of marijuana. And this shocked a lot of people out there. There were a lot of folks who were pretty surprised that Governor Perry would come out and say this. And he also was asked about what they did in Colorado and Washington. And he said every state, you know, when it comes to marijuana, every state needs to decide for themselves what they want to do. I'm fine with that. He has no problem with that. Now, Perry did not say that he was in favor of legalization of marijuana, just decriminalization of marijuana. And joining us to talk about that and to discuss the difference in why decriminalization is a good thing, at least in their mind, there's a huge debate about it, is joining me from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Senior Policy Analyst for the Center for Effective Justice with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Vikrant Reddy, joining me here on KFYO. Mr. Reddy, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's great to be on the show with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. This obviously made big news, and this is something that if people have been paying attention to the Texas Public Policy Foundation and the Right on Crime, a project of the foundation, this is something that you guys have been talking about for a while now, correct?
Yes, we have. In fact, you know, because we work on this so much and because we follow what the governor does on these issues so closely, I was a little surprised that this made so much news because he really didn't say anything too different than what he said in the past. I think probably what happened here is that he said it all at one time, and it happened in the context of the legalization initiatives in Colorado and Washington. So, of course, everyone in America, really everyone in the world, this happened in Davos, is paying attention.
Right. And so what does this mean as far as Texas goes and in the legal system? And where are we moving? Because Governor Perry did say we're moving in that direction. And, you know, it hasn't been decriminalized, but we're moving in that direction. So what does that look like?
Right. I think what he was saying, if I understood his comments correctly, were that, you know, he sees these substances as very harmful and very dangerous, and they have a terrible impact on people's lives. But that doesn't mean that the best way to handle these problems is to immediately lock people up. That can actually be very, very counterproductive. So I think what he's more focused on is a rehabilitation and treatment focused program. And really, this kind of tracks with his record. His very first legislative session was in 2001. That was right after Governor Bush had become President Bush. Mm-hmm. And during that legislative session, he signed legislation that greatly expanded the number of drug courts that we have in the state of Texas. And these are courts where if you have a drug problem, rather than incarcerating you, you go through this mandatory treatment regime that the judges monitor, work with other social workers, and you try and kick these bad habits. And that is really a lot more productive for a person's life than just incarcerating them. Because if you have a chemical addiction and then you're told to sit in a box, once you come out of the box, you still have the chemical addiction.
Right. Now, when you look at this, and there's obviously there's a debate. There's a huge debate between, well, okay, what is, you know, what is, how far do you go with decriminalization of marijuana? You know, we've seen where different police departments throughout the state, they have weighed in saying, well, some of them, if you have a small amount on you, we're not going to arrest you and take you to jail. You know, that doesn't make any sense for, you know, some of the larger cities. I believe Dallas is one of those cities where, you know, they have some standard as far as the amount that you have on you, where there are other cities that say, no, we're still going to take you to jail, even if we catch a little bit on you. So as far as the Texas Public Policy Foundation and you take a look at what Governor Perry is doing, where are we heading as far as that goes, where if someone is pulled over for speeding and they are caught with a small amount of marijuana on them, does it make sense to take them to jail, or does it make more sense to, you know, write a ticket?
I think the ticket makes more sense, and I think we're broadly moving in that direction. You know, we already have laws that permit that here in Texas.
Right.
It's just, as you pointed out, that at the local level, there's a lot of discretion as to whether or not you want to enforce that law. And so what you're waiting for is cultural norms to change so that more and more people in counties and in local government start saying, well, we don't want to approach the problem this way. And when you have the governor saying things as broadly and as boldly as he said them last week, you're starting to detect a real cultural shift. So I don't think you're going to see marijuana legal in Texas anytime soon.
Right.
But, you know, I think we're always going to have the sense that this stuff really, you know, is bad for people, and it's not something that you ought to spend a lot of time using. But if we find you using this stuff, although we're going to take it seriously, we're not going to lock you up. We know that that's not what's best for you. We know that it's not what's best for public safety in the long run, because people come out of prison with records. They come out worse than they started. They learn bad habits from other inmates. They have records that prevent them from getting jobs and getting back to being productive citizens again. So that's really the wrong approach, and I think that's the direction we're headed in Texas, is acknowledging that.
Well, and does this, and with Right on Crime, and folks can go to rightoncrime.com, you're taking a look at not only, obviously, decriminalization of marijuana, but other cases as well that affect the prison system, correct?
Right. You know, I think, broadly speaking, what we want to do is draw better distinctions between violent offenders and nonviolent offenders. And a nonviolent offender is still an offender, don't get me wrong. I mean, smoking marijuana is still a crime. Bouncing a check is still a crime. Stealing a juvenile, maybe stealing something out of his neighbor's garage, these things are still crimes, and people need to be held accountable. But the question is whether or not incarcerating somebody is really the best way to handle that. And you find in a lot of cases, drug courts, like we talked about previously, stronger probation and parole, maybe electronic monitoring. A lot of these solutions are far cheaper and far more effective than incarceration.
When you look ahead, and obviously we're going to have a new governor here pretty soon.
Sure.
Where do the candidates stand on these issues as far as where Right on Crime is?
You know, the candidates haven't said much about this stuff. You know what they've been talking about for the past week. It has nothing to do with policy. But I guess what I will say is that Governor Perry said what he said last week. Chris Christie said broadly the same thing in his State of the State address last week. Bobby Jindal said very similar things a couple of months ago. And so I think that among all executives at the state level, I mean, these are some of the most conservative governors we've got, you're really seeing a broad philosophical shift. And so that gives me a sense of where the gubernatorial candidates may stand, though I don't know for sure because they're not really talking about the issue.
Well, why is there that shift in the thinking? Because it seems like this is relatively new, a new way of thinking for a lot of conservatives out there.
Yeah, I think there are three reasons on the conservative side, and it goes back to the fact that there are more or less three broad camps of conservatives. You have fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, and libertarians. So maybe starting at the end, I think the libertarians for a long time have just been creeped out by the size and scope of government power in this area. The prison system is just so enormous and impacts people's lives so directly. Then the social conservatives, I think, have really drawn a link between what incarceration does to the American family. It is just ravaging families and communities because you have so many young men and young fathers locked up. And finally, the fiscal conservative camp is just looking at the numbers here. Over the last 30 years, corrections is the second fastest growing component of state budgets. The first is Medicaid. And so particularly 2 or 3 years ago, whenever states were in a really serious budget crunch, you had a lot of fiscal conservatives asking, how do we spend less in this area? We have to find a way to tighten our belts.
Now, before we let you go, I'm sure there are some out there who go, okay, this sounds good, but where do you draw the line? Is the line drawn at just nonviolent offenders? Is it drawn at drug users beyond marijuana? You know, those who, you know, maybe we're talking about cocaine or meth, those who are just using, not dealing. You know, where is that line?
That's a great question, because violent versus nonviolent is a good broad rule, but it's not a perfect rule. Let's take, for example, white-collar offenders. I think there's a strong sense in society that, you know, even though it's not a violent offense, it has done so much damage to people's lives, people's finances, people's jobs, that people like that, you know, they need to be punished with at least some level of incarceration. And there is a big difference, as you point out, between people who are simply using drugs and people who are selling drugs. And I think a line can be drawn there also. So you know, violent versus nonviolent is a good broad rule, but I think you're right that the devil is in the details.
Margaret Reddy, appreciate your time today, and people can find out more information about Right on Crime at rightoncrime.com, also with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks. I really enjoyed being on the show this morning.
Have a good one. That's Vigrant Reddy. You can visit rightoncrime.com for more information, and you can go to Texas Public Policy Foundation, texaspolicy.com for more information as well.